When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, 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 beautiful people of the world. This is Sasha, your friendly neighborhood London aficionado, coming to you live from the heart of the British capital. Welcome to episode 5 of London Ask and Answered. Today's episode is what I like to call a bona fide smorgasbord of delightful London trivia. We'll explore alleyways, towers, bridges, and more. And guess what, my friends? We've got the magical key that unlocks it all, the London Pass. Consider me Sherlock and you, my dear Watsons, as we sleuth our way through the must-knows and the not-so-well-knowns about this fabulous pass. And hold on to your crumpets, because we are not done. You! Yes, you, my amazing listeners, have been flooding my inbox with intriguing questions about London again. And I am just brimming with excitement to dive into some of those in this episode. From which London neighborhood is the quirkiest to where can I find the tastiest fish and chips? I'm answering it all. So grab a cuppa, put on your explorer's hat and fasten your seatbelts, because this red double-decker bus is ready to take off on an enthralling journey through London. This is London Ask and Answered. Let's get this tea party started. When planning a trip to London, you may find yourself overwhelmed by the sheer number of attractions to visit. From historic sites like the Tower of London to modern marvels like the Shard, London is a city that truly has something for everyone. But with so many places to see, the costs can quickly add up. Enter the London Pass, a sightseeing credit package that not only provides access to over 80 of London's top tourist attractions, but also helps you save both time and money. The London Pass is a flexible option designed for everyone, including families, couples, solo travelers, and even locals who want to play tourist for a day or more. The pass operates on a credit system. When you purchase a pass, it comes loaded with a set number of credits, which then redeemed at attractions throughout the city. One credit is worth £1, and the number of credits deducted for each attraction is equivalent to the standard gate price. The London Pass offers packages that range from 1 to 10 consecutive days. Each pass type has a maximum credit value. For example, a one-day pass has a maximum credit of 180 for adults and 145 for children, while a 10-day pass has a maximum credit of 880 for adults and 580 for children. Once you've purchased a London Pass, all you need to do is scan your pass at any of the attractions to gain entry. Apart from giving you access to the best tourist attractions in London, the London Pass also comes with a free guidebook. This handy guidebook, available in 7 languages, contains information about each attraction, maps, and helpful tips about the city. The London Pass offers significant savings. With its prepaid credits, you can save up to 50% compared to buying individual tickets at top attractions. However, it's worth noting that the exact savings will vary depending on your itinerary and the attractions you choose to visit. While the London Pass offers a fantastic deal, it's important to plan your visit carefully to get the most value out of your pass. For example, you can only visit each attraction once with the pass, and some attractions may require advance reservations. Moreover, the pass is not designed for large groups of travelers. Groups of more than 10 may be refused entry at some attractions. The London Pass is an excellent option for families with children aged between 5 and 15, with children under 5 going free. Yet children must be accompanied by an adult when visiting attractions. If you're looking for a unique gift for someone who loves to travel, the London Pass also makes a perfect present. Since the passes aren't printed with any names, they can be given as a gift and are valid for 24 months from the date of purchase. The London Pass is a fantastic option for those wishing to explore the best of London in a convenient and cost-effective way. It's like having a golden key to the city that unlocks a world of history, art, science, and entertainment. So next time you're in London, consider the London Pass and unlock the best that London has to offer. It's highly recommended to check the official London Pass website or app for the most updated list of attractions and their opening times, as they can vary throughout the year. This will help you plan your visit effectively to get the most out of your London Pass. What are the advantages of the London Pass? Well, saving money. When used strategically, the London Pass can save you quite a bit of money. For example, if you were to visit the Tower of London, the view from the Shard and St. Paul's Cathedral in one day, you would save around £32 compared to purchasing individual tickets. Its variety of attractions. The pass includes not just the famous attractions like the Tower of London, St. Paul's Cathedral, or Westminster Abbey, but also some lesser known ones such as the Garden Museum, the Emirates Stadium Tour, Arsenal FC, and Jason's Kennel Boat Trip. This allows you to explore attractions you might not have considered otherwise. And it comes with added perks. The pass includes extra perks at some attractions, like fast track admission, audio guides, and gift shop discounts. It also includes a free one-day ticket for a hop-on-hop-off bus tour, which can be a great way to get your bearings in the city and scope out the other attractions you might want to visit. But there are also some downsides of the London Pass. The London Pass might not be worth it if you prefer a leisurely pace, as you'll need to visit 2 to 3 attractions per day to make it cost-effective. Similarly, if you're not interested in the popular attractions, prefer to experience things at a local level, or wish to explore London's less touristy sites, the pass might not be the best fit for you. Not all of London's attractions are included in the pass, unfortunately. For instance, the London Eye, the British Museum, and the Victoria and Albert Museum are not covered. Also, the pass validity starts with the first attraction you visit, not from the time of purchase. The need to visit a certain number of attractions per day to make the pass worthwhile might add a little bit of stress to your vacation, potentially detracting from the enjoyment of exploring the city at your own pace. The London Pass can be a great value if your travel style involves visiting multiple popular attractions daily. Yet, if you prefer a more relaxed pace, or if your interests lie outside of the major tourist sites, you might be better off paying for individual attractions or considering alternatives like the London Explorer Pass. The London Pass is a popular choice for tourists and even locals who want to enjoy London's numerous attractions. It covers over 80 attractions, including the most famous landmarks like the Tower of London, Westminster Abbey, and St. Paul's Cathedral. Nonetheless, beyond these well-known attractions, the London Pass also provides access to a host of lesser-known gems that can give you a unique and enriching experience of London's history, culture, and lifestyle. For example, let's take a look at historical sites. Among the historical sites covered by the London Pass, some of the lesser-known but fascinating ones include the Old Royal Naval College and the Royal Observatory in Greenwich. The Old Royal Naval College, with its beautiful Baroque architecture, offers a glimpse into the maritime history of Britain. Nearby, the Royal Observatory is the home of Greenwich Mean Time, GMT, and the prime meridian of the world. A must visit for geography and astronomy enthusiasts. When it comes to museums, the London Pass covers more than just the Royal Museum and the Natural History Museum. The Household Cavalry Museum is a living museum in the heart of London, offering a unique behind-the-scenes look at the work that goes into the ceremonial duties and operational role of the Household Cavalry. The Charles Dickens Museum, housed in the author's former residence, offers an intimate look at his life and work. Similarly, the Florence Nightingale Museum celebrates the life and work of the world's most famous nurse. In addition to the famous Buckingham Palace, the London Pass also offers access to other royal residences. Kensington Palace, a working royal residence, houses a collection of personal items from Queen Victoria and an exhibition dedicated to Princess Diana. Hampton Court Palace, located on the outskirts of London, is a stunning Tudor palace with beautiful gardens. Windsor Castle, one of the world's oldest and largest occupied castles, is where the Queen spent most of her private weekends and where she was laid to rest. While St. Paul's Cathedral and Westminster Abbey may be the most famous, Southwark Cathedral, a lesser known but equally impressive church, is also covered by the pass. It's one of the most ancient churches in London, with a history dating back over 1,000 years. The London Pass offers much more than entry to static sites. It also covers a variety of activities and experiences. For instance, you could enjoy a tour of Shakespeare's Globe Theatre or the Royal Albert Hall. Take a bike tour around London or enjoy a Fuller's Brewery tour. The pass also covers transport-related activities like a hop-on-hop-off sightseeing bus tour and Thames Clipper's Uber boats, which can provide unique city perspectives. The London Pass is not just about the big attractions. It's also a gateway to the lesser-known aspects of London that provide a deeper understanding and appreciation of this magnificent city. Whether it's the historical sites in Greenwich, the intimate museums dedicated to famous personalities, the royal palaces and castles, and the ancient Southwark Cathedral, or the unique tours and experience, the London Pass has plenty to offer to those seeking to go beyond the tourist trail. Plan your itinerary carefully to make the most of your London Pass. It might be tempting to try to fit in as many attractions as possible. But remember that exploring a city is not just about ticking off sites from a list. Take the time to appreciate each attraction and make sure to also enjoy the unique charm of London streets, parks and neighborhoods. Lastly, always check the opening hours and any special restrictions at the attractions to avoid any disappointments. Enjoy your London adventure, and if you need a little bit help starting your itinerary, I've got you covered. Begin your first day at the Tower of London. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site and one of the city's most popular attractions. Remember to join a guided tour, including in your pass. The Beef Eaters will make your visit worthwhile. After exploring the Tower of London, take a short walk to the nearby Tower Bridge and visit the Tower Bridge exhibition. I dare you to take the glass walk. Once you have mastered the glass walk, walk or take a short tube ride to St. Paul's Cathedral and visit the iconic landmark. From there, take a little break. And then, after lunch, take a boat trip on the Thames to Greenwich. This journey offers stunning views of London from the water. Once in Greenwich, visit the Royal Observatory. It's the location of the Prime Meridian line and offers stunning views over London. Finish your day with dinner in one of Greenwich's family-friendly restaurants. You might want to listen to the question and answer sections later. Your second day begins at Kensington Palace. The palace is located in Kensington Gardens, so you can enjoy a stroll in the park afterwards. The Natural History Museum or the Science Museum. Both of these museums are within walking distance of the Kensington Palace and are great for children. Choose the one that interests your family most. Note, entry to these museums is generally free. But the London Pass may offer additional benefits like access to temporary exhibitions or audio guides. After this beautiful trip to one or even both museums, take a little lunch break. And then in the afternoon, take advantage of the hop-on-hop-off bus tour included in your London Pass. This is a great way to see a lot of the city in a short amount of time. You can hop off at any attraction that interests you and that you have time for. And I recommend hop off the bus at Westminster Abbey. This is another iconic London landmark and a must visit. And then finish your day with dinner in one of the family-friendly restaurants in central London. Remember to check the opening hours for each attraction before you go, as it can vary. Also keep in mind that while the London Pass gives you access to many attractions, it does not grant priority entry. For some services, you need a reservation in advance. It's advisable to book these in advance to ensure you can visit on your preferred day and time. Lastly, note that the London Pass does not include major attractions like Madame Tussauds, London Eye, the HMS Belfast, or the London Dungeon. Consider visiting these on another day, if they are on your list of must-see sites. If you have listened to episode 3, check out the Big City Saver Pass. If you didn't, go for it. Of course, after listening to this one. How to use the London Pass app. To download the London Pass app on Android, just open the Google Play Store on your Android device. And then in the search bar at the top of the screen, type London Pass and press the search icon. Locate the app named London Pass City Guide from the list of results and tap on it. Tap the install button and start downloading your app. Once the download is complete, tap the open button to launch the app. On the iPhone, it's nearly the same. Open the App Store on your iPhone, tap the search icon at the bottom of your screen, type London Pass in the search bar and hit the search button. Locate the app named London Pass City Guide from the list of results and tap on it. Tap the Get button to start downloading the app, and once the download is complete, tap the Open button to launch the app. The London Pass app is designed to help you make the most of your visit to London by providing access to over 80 top attractions, exclusive pass holder offers, and interactive maps to help to navigate the city. Once you have launched the app, you can choose a 1, 2, 3, 6 or 10 days pass that suits your travel plans. This can be purchased directly through the app or downloaded instantly. Your pass is activated from the first scan. Simply scan your digital ticket at the first attraction you visit. The app lets you plan your trip around 80 London attractions, including the Tower of London, hop-on, hop-off bus tours and Westminster Abbey.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You can build your itinerary or get inspiration from expert recommendations provided by the app. You can add attractions to your favorites list by tapping the heart icon. This lets you easily find the attractions you are most interested in visiting. The app features an interactive map that locates the attractions closest to you, helping you easily navigate London. As a pass holder, you gain access to exclusive offers across theaters, day trips, and more, all within the app. These offers can help you make the most of your London visit. Some tips. If you already bought your pass, simply sync your pass to the app and scan at your first attraction to activate it. Enjoy free entry to 80 top London attractions. In the app, you find inspiring information to help make the choice a little bit easier. Favorite the ones you want to see later. Pass holders get exclusive access to special offers across London. Complete your trip with discounted tickets to hit theater shows such as Wicked and The Lion King. Reduce fare on the Heathrow Express or even head out of London on one of the many day trips, including the Warner Brothers studio tours, The Making of Harry Potter, or Stonehenge. Use the interactive map to locate the attractions near you. The London Pass app lets you enjoy stress-free sightseeing and save as you see. The app is available for free to download on both Android and iOS platforms. But what does the London Pass app feature? The app comes packed with area guides, attraction opening times, and IDs for days out. This will help make you the most of your visit to London, providing you with all the necessary information in one place. If you're new to London or unsure about the local transport and currency, don't worry. The app provides useful information about visiting London in general, such as transport maps and currency information. The app has also been developed to be as interactive as possible. You can favorite the attractions you want to see, creating a personalized itinerary. You can stay connected with the London Pass community. You can follow the links and start conversations with them on their social channels directly from the app. And if you haven't got a London Pass yet, the app allows you to buy one at the last minute. The app also includes exclusive offers available to London Pass holders who have synced their passes to the app, such as theater ticket deals, restaurant offers, and extra tours and activities. Additionally, as you walk around London, you can receive notifications of local deals and discounts, helping you save even more money on the go. With all these features, the London Pass app acts as a comprehensive guide, making your exploration of London smooth and enjoyable. It's designed to provide customers and visitors to London with a user-friendly resource to help them make the most of this wonderful city. Download it for free today on your Android or iOS device. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for your questions! Jane from Ipswich asks, which London neighborhood is the quirkiest? Determining the quirkiest neighborhood in London is highly subjective and can depend on what one considers to be quirky, Jane. That said, several neighborhoods in London are often noted for their distinctive character. For example, we have the Camden Town. Known for its punk rock past, eccentric street performers and vibrant market that sells everything from vintage clothing to food from around the world, Camden Lock and the Stables Market are a must-visit spot. Then we have Shoreditch. Located in East London, Shoreditch is known for its street art, indie shops, vintage stores, and trendy food and drink scene. It also is home to the famous Brick Lane Market. Famous for its annual carnival, Notting Hill has a bohemian past, distinctive colorful houses, and the Portobello Road Market, which is a treasure trove for antiques and unique items. Then we have Soho, known for its vibrant nightlife, eclectic mix of dining options, and as a hub for the LGBTQ+ community. A maybe lesser known neighborhood would be Dalston, located in East London. Dalston is known for its hipster vibe with a mix of indie shops, record stores, street markets, and international eateries. Again, what's considered quirky might vary from person to person, and each neighborhood in London has its own unique character. For the most up-to-date and specific information, you might want to look at recent articles or blogs about London neighborhoods. So, why not checking out londonask.com and see if you find some nice entries there. Petra asks, where can I find the best fish and chips in town? Well, when it comes to iconic British dishes, fish and chips certainly tops the list. The comfort food staple featuring crispy battered fish paired with golden chips is a must try for anyone visiting the United Kingdom. Since I really can't decide where you can get the best fish and chips, here are my top 5 spots for fish and chips. First up, we have the Golden Shippy. The Golden Shippy takes the top spot in my view. Located in Greenwich, it has not only been voted the best fish and chip shop in London by TripAdvisor reviewers, but also by yours truly. They have phenomenal fish and chips. It is also worth noting that the dish is gluten-free. This place is well worth a short walk from the best fish and chip shops in London. It's located at Greenwich High Road. The second place I would give to Fish Cotake. This yummy seafood and fast food joint offers excellent fish and chips. The Fish Cotake is a must visit if you're seeking a delightful meal in London. The Fish Cotake is located near the London Eye at the South Bank on Waterloo Road. My third place would go to Bailey's Fish and Chips, located in West London, and it comes highly recommended. This shippy is praised as the best in West London. Don't miss the tasty offerings when you're in the area. It's located in Fulham on Dorset Road. My fourth go-to would be Toff's. Toff's located at 38 Muswell Hill, Broadway, with a certificate of excellence. It's a popular choice for Londoners and tourists alike. So if you're near Highgate Cemetery or Highgate Wood, make sure you visit Toff's. And last but certainly not least, on my fifth spot comes the Mayfair Chippy. The spot is known for its outstanding version of classic fish and chips dish. It's a place you wouldn't want to miss when seeking the best fish and chips experience in London. It is located right around the corner of Hyde Park and North Audley Street. So whether you are a local or a tourist in London, these top-rated eateries will satisfy your fish and chips cravings. Check each spot's opening times before visiting, and happy dining in London! Claude from Paris asks, coming with my family to London, is Windsor Castle and the Harry Potter studio tour doable in one day? Oh, Claude, doable maybe, but in my opinion, don't do it. Visiting both Windsor Castle and the Harry Potter studio tour in a single day could be quite challenging, especially if you want to fully experience each location. Windsor Castle is located in Windsor, about 23 miles west of London. It was one of the official residences of the Queen, became her final resting place, and is often used for state occasions. The castle is a large complex, and there is much to see, including the state apartments, St. George's Chapel, and the Queen Mary's dollhouse. A typical visit can take several hours. The Harry Potter Studio Tour, officially called Warner Brothers Studio Tour London, the making of Harry Potter, is located in Leavesden, about 20 miles northwest of London. The tour offers a behind-the-scenes look at the making of the Harry Potter films, with many sets, props and costumes on display. The recommended visit duration is 3 hours, but true Harry Potter fans could easily spend much, much longer, believe me. Given the distance between these two locations and the amount to see at each, it would be quite a rush to try to visit both in a single day, especially when you factor in the travel time and possible traffic. It would be more enjoyable to dedicate a full day to each location so you can fully experience everything they offer. However, if you are determined to visit both in a single day, I would recommend starting the day early at Windsor Castle and then heading to the Harry Potter Studio Tour in the afternoon. Be sure to check the opening hours and any special events that might affect your visit. You might also want to consider pre-booking tickets to ensure entry, especially for the Harry Potter Studio Tour, which sells out very, very quickly and months in advance. Windsor Castle is open from 10 a.m. to 5:15 p.m. and the Harry Potter Studio Tour begins as early as 9 a.m. and closes at 10 p.m. with the last tour starting at 6:30 p.m. The travel time between the two locations is approximately 2 hours and 12 minutes by car. So keep this in mind. And there you should also take note about that Windsor Castle is closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. If you spend around 3 hours at Windsor Castle, which includes time for exploring the castle and its grounds, you would need to leave by around 1 p.m. to arrive at the Harry Potter Studio Tour by 3:15. This would give you just over 3 hours at the studio before the last tour begins at 6:30. Remember that this doesn't account for any potential traffic or delays, and it may also feel a little bit rushed. Suppose you're determined to both in a day, it may be more enjoyable to visit each location on separate days if your schedule allows. That way you can fully appreciate both experiences without feeling rushed. Albert from Vienna asks, can I reach Greenwich by tube? I hope you want to include a stop by the Golden Shippy, Albert. Anyway, you can reach Greenwich in London by the London Underground, commonly known as the Tube. The nearest tube station to Greenwich is North Greenwich, which is served by the Jubilee line. However, please note that the North Greenwich station is not in the heart of Greenwich. To reach the center of Greenwich, which is home to attractions like the Cutty Sark, the National Maritime Museum, and the Royal Observatory, you might find it more convenient to use the Docklands Light Railway, DLR. Greenwich and Cutty Sark stations on the DLR line are more central located. Download and use the City Mapper app, which helps you greatly to navigate the city. Carol from Bloomington asks, hi Sasha, I know each day is different with a 10:30 a.m. departure out of London Heathrow. How bad will security and or customs be to the USA? Debating on the Tube or Heathrow Express first class just for the expedited security and customs, but a big price difference. You're leaving this wonderful city, Carol? How can you? Shame on you. No. I hope you have enjoyed the trip to London. Let's dive in. Heathrow Airport recommends that travelers arrive at least 3 hours before their flight to ensure they have enough time to get through check-in, security, and other procedures. When it comes to Heathrow Express, first-class passengers with a business first ticket are eligible to use Heathrow Airport's Fast Track security service. This service allows you to enter a separate security area, which potentially could have shorter lines. Still, it is important to note that Heathrow Express cannot guarantee a maximum or minimum queue length or time. Each passenger must hold their own business first ticket, and guests are not permitted to accompany a business first ticket holder in the Fast Track lane. Fast Track security is for departing passengers only and excludes all arrival services. Therefore, choosing between the Tube and the Heathrow Express first class might be a matter of balancing cost and convenience. If you opt for the Heathrow Express first class, you could save some time at security, but the price is significantly higher than the taking the Tube. On the other hand, the Tube might be cheaper, but you might have to deal with regular security lines at the airport. It's also important to consider other factors such as comfort, luggage space, and potential traffic conditions, which could also influence your travel time. If you stick to arriving 3 hours before your departure, you will be fine, and I would recommend taking the Tube. So I hope this helps you a little bit to determine which option you choose. Have a very safe travel back home, and I hope we will see you soon back again here in London. Well, 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 folks, here we are at the end of another grand tour around London town. We've had quite the escapade today, haven't we? From tucking into London's crunchiest fish and chips to a frenzied gallivant between Windsor Castle and the Wizarding World of Harry Potter Studios. I hope you've been taking notes, because there might be a quiz later. Now, if your brain is buzzing with more London curiosities, fear not. I'm here ready to tackle them all. Find me on social media at London Ask. Send an email that screams hello to hello@londonask.com, or WhatsApp me your queries at 0044-7700-182299. And if you're feeling a bit old school, head over to my website londonask.com/ask. I accept questions in all shapes and sizes. And guess what? My book, London Ask and Answered, your comprehensive travel guide to the Big Smoke, is now out in the wild. It's like the city's how-to manual, but with less yawn and more yeah! And the best part, it's available in ebook and paperback versions, so take your pick. Now, here comes the part where I ask a teeny tiny favor. If you've been enjoying these gabfests, then why not press those like and follow buttons? And if you're really smitten, leave me a review. It's like leaving a tip, but without having to rummage through your pocket for change. All right, my dear friends, it's time for me to quit. This is Sasha, your maid from the City of Great, signing off from the heart of the Big Smoke. And always remember, in London, even the pigeons have anecdotes to share. Till our next rendezvous, keep your curiosity alight and your teacups full. Stay tuned, stay true, and as we say here in London, cheerio!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.